think we're obviously disappointed, but again, that just shows you how far we're trying to push on the club. It's difficult. We want to win every game, but to concede that late, it's difficult. But again, it's not a bad point. They're a good team. Colchester's a big club. So I think we've got to take the point and then move on to Saturday, another home game, which is going to be a tricky one, but hopefully we can get the result.
Does the fact that you are disappointed, you are a bit down after that, just show how far the team has come over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think that says it all about us. We want to win every game. I think if you look at the last three games we've had with Luton, Morecambe away and Colchester at home, three difficult games, and to come away with 7 points it's not a bad total. But as you said, and as I said, it does say how far we've come, and how far we do want to push on this season. We want to be up there, challenging as much as we can. And tonight could be a big point in the long run.
Some really brave defending from the side, from yourself in particular. The pressure just really told too much in the end. When you look back at the goal, will you be disappointed, or do you just have to accept that that happens?
It's a difficult one. The guys won the header, and then I've tried to block it, and it's just went over my foot. It's one of them ones. 9 times out of 10, you might block that one. But we put our body on the line, and I think it's hard conceding and that late on. It would have been nice to get another clean sheet, but as I said, it's harsh. We've taken the point, and I think we move on to Saturday and just hopefully try and get a result against Blackpool.
But as I mentioned before then, some really good defending from yourself, some really vital clearances, and now really establishing that partnership with Joe McNerney. You're beginning to enjoy that centre-back pairing.
Yeah, Joe's a brilliant defender, and since I've come to the club, we've developed a good partnership. I'm just delighted to be back playing. I went up to Scotland after I left Crawley the first time, and I'd done well for the first 6 months, and then I broke my collarbone. And then last season I only played 10 games due to injury, and my main objective was trying to get back fit and playing again and doing what I know I can do. And I feel like I'm getting back to myself, and I feel like I'm getting stronger and getting fitter, and hopefully I can sort of help the team out. But yeah, it's been brilliant playing with Joe, and I think we've got quite a few clean sheets now already. Disappointed against Morecambe, we're disappointed tonight again that we didn't get another two clean sheets, but that just shows you, as you said, that just shows you how far we've come. But I think all the defenders, we're just trying to put our body on the line to stop any shots, any goals going in, and the keeper, Glenn, he pulled off an unbelievable save. So yeah, we're disappointed, but again, we take the point and we move on to Saturday.
I think actually you've just been catching up with some old mates from Scotland, from the Colchester side, but you're back here at Crawley now. Good to be back.
Yeah, it is. It's great to be back. I know a lot of faces. There's a lot of new faces, and there's a few old faces, but I think the club has always been... I didn't really want to leave the first time. It was circumstances where it was the right time to leave, but the way the club's pushing forward now, I'm delighted to be back here, and I'm delighted to be involved in such an exciting time at the club. But as you said, Craig Slater, a boy I played with at Kilmarnock, I miss Scotland. Myself and my other half, we have a house up there. Our babies was born up there, so it's tough, but Crawley's like a second home to us also, so we're happy to be here, and as long as the football's going well, I'm happy.